Hi, and a warm welcome to today's Mumma of Many podcast. I'm Christine Field, and I pray we will press in together and lay hold of everything that the Father has to say and impart to our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Kingdom living now. Let's go. Hi, and welcome to Mumma of Many, day 5 of 2020 Thrive, where we are pressing in for 25 days as I sense the Lord show to me into all that the Lord would say to us. I sense he is wanting to set his kingdom kids up for a win this year. He is wanting us prepared. He wants us to be packed with everything that we need, power packed, so that we are going to be thriving, not striving, not just surviving this year. I was only thinking today when I went to collect our gorgeous girlie, my daughter from school, how much I love and I adore, like any parent, I'm sure, my children. And there are no lengths that I will not go to for them. How much more our Heavenly Father? You know, I don't want my children just to survive. I don't want them just to get by. But in everything, there's no lengths that I won't go to when it's within my power to provide for them to be set up for an absolute win. Now, the Bible tells us if we, being evil, know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will our Heavenly Father give to us all that we need to succeed? It actually says, how much more will the Lord give to us the Holy Spirit? Because I sense, as I'm saying this to you right now, the Lord knows that when we have the Holy Spirit in us, flowing through us, we have everything we need. We are power packed. Jesus said to wait in Jerusalem until the one that he would promise them would come, and that they would be clothed with power from on high. The Lord wants us clothed with the Holy Spirit this year. He didn't want his own going out undressed. He didn't want them going out exposed. That would be humiliation. But instead, the Lord is dressing us for success, as we've already been hearing about over the last couple of days. The Lord is clothing us with his power, with his grace, with his righteousness, with his goodness, with his favour. And he is a good, good Father, that as we ask of him for all that he has for us this year, so that we can give our all to him and live enormous lives for him. I don't want to just live a little small life for him this year. I want to live a large life. I want to live a life that makes heaven laugh out loud, because my faith in him will be so great as to what he will do and what he will accomplish through me and through you this year. Only last year I was standing at my mama's graveside, and whilst I was there, I was just praying, as I would often do. My dad went ahead of her to heaven, promoted to heaven 15 years ago, and we buried my mum on the 5th of January last year. And one time, standing at her graveside, I would often, over the years of being there, when my dad had been buried, I would often pray, oh, I want to live to make heaven proud. But on that particular day, my prayer lifted from that to, I want to live to make heaven laugh out loud. That my faith in you, Father, will be so great that my mum and dad with you, when they're chatting, you're chatting in heaven, and all the great cloud of witnesses who cheer us on, the Bible says, who have gone before us and who are still connected to all that we are accomplishing here on earth right now. I want to live to make heaven laugh out loud, because I want my mum and dad to be able to say, hey, Jesus, do you see what our girl is believing you for now? Do you see what, through you, through believing and receiving of the fullness of your Spirit and activating your word in her life, do you see all that for your kingdom, Lord, she's achieving? Oh, I believe when that becomes our heart's desire, that we are going to live to Faith pleases God, it says. It's only faith that will please him. So let our faith be so great in him this year that we are going to delight his heart. We are going to cause heaven to literally laugh out loud at all we believe for, all we receive then by faith for, and all that we achieve for his glory. Because this is the time of God's greater grace, his greater glory, and his greater governance, his authority that is being released upon his children and those who are trustworthy to be carriers of his fullness, carriers of his kingdom this year. And the Lord, just as I was saying, is that good father, as I want to be that good parent to my child. I don't want to set them up, my children, just to survive. I don't want to see them strive, but I want to set them up to thrive. Well, I really believe prophetically today that's what these times are all about. That's what this 2020 Thrive is all about, because the Lord wants us thriving in 2025. And I'm talking about my daughter again here. I didn't plan on saying any of this, but I'm going to go with the flow of the Holy Spirit today. I remember when she's now 16, when she was very young, must have been about 6 or 7 years old, she came bounding into our bedroom one Saturday morning, and she skipped past my side of the bed, round me, sort of wanting, reaching out for a cuddle, right round to her daddy's side of the bed, and she said, "Daddy, will you take me out on a date today?" Well, Daddy was silent, and then immediately he came back with, "Of course, darling." Well, I've never seen Daddy jump out of bed quite so quickly. All of the plans we had got put to one side as he got ready. His girl wanted to spend quality time with him, and he got ready to take Liella out on a date of, she wanted to go for breakfast with Daddy. And as they were heading out the door, I'm smiling, it's all very sweet and very cute. I shouted after them because I realised Liella had left her little Hello Kitty purse that she loved at the time. I said, "Sweetheart, you've forgotten your purse." And she said, "Oh, no, that's okay. I don't need it today. I've got my daddy." What that did in me, I have never forgotten that moment or those words, because prophetically I sense the Lord wants to say through that to his children today, when you have the Holy Spirit within, it's his good pleasure to give to you the kingdom of God, the Heavenly Father's good pleasure to give to you his kingdom. And we can only access all of his fullness and all of the kingdom of God. It's a kingdom of righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Spirit, the Bible tells us. So he has given us his fullness. He has given us his Holy Spirit with us and in us, and to walk with us and to date us and to be with us everywhere we go. And when you get God, just like Liella came to know with her daddy, when she got her daddy, she was out with her daddy, she got everything. When we get God, we get everything. She could have chosen to go out and put her trust, not in her daddy, but in the contents of that Hello Kitty purse. And let me tell you, the contents would not have got her very far. But because she put her trust in her daddy and she left all of her own resources to one side, her source wasn't her Hello Kitty purse. Her resource wasn't that. Her source was her father, her heavenly father, through her daddy that day. And when the Lord gets that into us and through us, when we have that mindset that when we have our heavenly daddy with us, we have everything else we need to succeed. We're not going to be stressing, but we're going to be going out in his fullness and in his blessing. And I didn't mean to share any of that today, but I just pray by the Holy Spirit that the Lord is really going to resonate that in you and is really going to bless you, that you're going to go in confidence today with a little skip in your step, knowing that your heavenly daddy has got you, that he is providing for you, he is protecting you, and there is no good thing the Lord will withhold from you. Now, I also wanted to say today, I sense that the Lord, he wants us to find that place of rest. I guess just like my daughter did, joy and rest. She actually came back from her trip with Daddy with, it wasn't just breakfast, but she had a lovely new doll which came home with her, and she was super duper blessed. She'd learnt to just rest in her daddy's provision, in his presence. Where there's our Heavenly Father's presence, there is fullness of joy. And at his right hand are pleasures forevermore. And I just sense the Lord wants us to increasingly this year find our place of rest in him. Reset time right now. And let us, as we reset, let's reset with rest, and let's rest with his reset. The Lord wants us to produce his great and mighty works, as he's been speaking to us already over the last days. He wants us, they that know their God intimately, personally, will be strong. We're going to be strengthened, and we will take action. We will, and out of that action, we know that produces the great works. We will do great things, miraculous works. But that all that work and activity comes out of finding that place of rest in him. And I found myself just this week thinking, oh my word, I have obeyed what I felt you wanted me to do with going live for 25 of these messages at the beginning of 2025. And then I began to think, what in the world have I done? How am I going to do that? And I started stressing rather than just resting and believing and working from that position of rest with the Lord too. So I was mindful of all of the business actions that I was meant to be doing and all that I felt I needed to be going for. And I just sensed the Lord speak to me as he spoke to the widow woman with Elisha at the time, where it was, bake me a cake first. In a time of famine, in a time of probably her feeling she needed to prepare and do so much for herself and for her son. And yet that little pot of oil, as she prepared the cake, as she prepared to feed the prophet, which is a picture of giving to God first, that little cruse of oil fed them the whole way through the famine, and she never ran out. And I just felt, even with this message, what is the Lord requiring of you to give that almost feels it's your overload, you can't do it? A great friend of mine, a pastor friend of mine, she put up a note the other day along the lines of, when you feel like God is asking too much of you, to just find almost that place of rest in allowing the Lord to accomplish that through you, that he knows what we have need of and he will do that through us. And I went back to her and said, oh, that was just what I needed, and just what I needed at the time that I can to fulfill these messages right now. And what then the Lord did to me after that, as I just came to him and I sat in his presence, I felt the Lord remind me of the scripture. I'm going to read it to you from Matthew 11, 28 to 30. Come to me, all you who are weary and carry heavy burdens. That's many of you listening right now. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because let me show you the way, because I am humble and I'm gentle at heart. He's not a cruel taskmaster for this year. And you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. Wow, in this year of the light, and it being the window of Hebraically and prophetically, where God is opening the windows of heaven and light shining upon us, and all that the Lord is doing within that. Look here, that I've only just seen this as I'm reading it now. I will give you light. The burden I give you is light. It's going to be light, literally, and it's also going to be light for you to bear and carry. It will be light for your pathway. It's going to be a light in your life. I often refer to my husband, the light of my life, my kids, the light of my life, something that gives you joy and pleasure. The burden the Lord gives to you, it's light. It's going to be the light of your life. It's going to shine bright for you. It's going to shine bright and put the spotlight onto Jesus, I believe, at this time, because so great will be the works then that he produces through you. In the Message translation, oh, and I love this, I've got to share this with you today to remind you. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Remember, it's never about religion. The word religion means bondage. God has sent Jesus. Jesus has come to bring us into relationship, to bring us out of all bondage and into relationship, into freedom, into dominion. The king's dominion again, that we will rule and reign as the Lord intended us to originally. And it says here, come to me, get away with me. That's what we're doing over 2020, Thrive. And maybe at this time, many of you are fasting and praying. That's a time where the Lord is resetting. There's going to be a reset. There's a reset in your body physically as you fast too. It's all ultimately good. It may not feel it at the time, but remember, we don't go by feelings, we go by faith. Feelings are slippery suckers that will suck the life of God out of us if we let them. Don't let them. So we counteract those negative feelings with the word of the Lord. And it says, come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I sense the Lord saying prophetically to hearts today, he's about to recover you. You're about to find your recovery. All that has felt broken is going to be recovered. And what's more, you will recover that which has been lost. The Lord is going to restore. You will recover all by the word of the Lord. Oh, and it says, I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Isn't that beautiful? Now, when I was suddenly feeling this overwhelming moment of all of the actions and everything that I should be doing, and yet I was conscious that I wanted to be faithful and true to God first and to all of you and to release his word, which was and always is like fire inside me. I was very conscious then as I came into his presence, I felt that the Holy Spirit had me do a prophetic act, and I felt as I just bowed my head, feeling almost incapable in that moment. You've been there? And I just bowed my head and I sensed the Lord show me afresh in humility and dependency in me, just like an oxen. Jesus says, the yoke I put upon you. The yoke is what they put on oxen and still do in countries today who are treading out the grain and and working the farms and the lands, and they put that yoke around the oxen's neck. Well, the oxen has to stoop his head, put his head down to let that yoke go on, and then off he goes to work. And it's a tough job. It's a hard yoke for them to carry and bear. And many of you have been bearing, you have taken on you the wrong yokes that today the Lord wants to release you from. It says in Isaiah that in that day, the burden will be lifted off your shoulder. The Lord doesn't want you working burden down. He wants you working full and free and in his fullness continually. The burden will be lifted off your shoulder and the yoke from off your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed by the anointing. God's anointing, God's Holy Spirit is coming to you today. And what I did, just as the Lord did for me in that moment, I put my head down, I prayed, I came into agreement with God's word that every yoke, wrong yoke I'd been carrying would be broken off my neck. Notice it doesn't say that it will be just taken off you, but it will be, or just broken off you. The scripture in Isaiah 10:17 actually says it will be destroyed because of the anointing. Because if something's broken, you can put it on again. God wants to break yokes off you this year, that you will not carry them anymore, that you will go free from this day on. We're going to pray and we're going to believe that Jesus is going to break yokes off many at the end of this broadcast today. And as I bowed my neck And then what I did is I, in humility and dependency on the Lord, and as a picture, I put on the yoke that Jesus would have me to carry. I put on his calling for my life afresh this year, because he promises it would be light, literally light for my life, and light to bear, light to carry, goodness, blessing, favour all the way. Isn't that beautiful? That's what the Lord has for you to carry and to bear today in Jesus' name. I really sense that the Lord would say to you that that light burden that he gives to you, that makes bright, that lightens your load, that lightens the way, will also bring his lightness and light up many other people's lives too. Your freedom, so many lives depend on what you do, will see many others set free too, in Jesus' mighty name. So we are going to come to that place of rest. It's not inactivity, it's God's Holy Spirit led activity. And it's essential for us to move forward blessed and in all the best that the Lord has for us. Resting, not stressing, and trusting all into the Lord's hands, into his timings, and into his plans. No more strivings this year. We're going to be producing his miraculous works through our lives from that position of resting, not stressing, in Jesus' mighty name. Are you ready to pray? Are you ready to for yokes of bondage, yokes and burdens, heavy loads to be taken off your shoulder, and yokes of, whether it's a yoke of a wrong expectation you've been carrying, whether it's a yoke of shame, God is going to break it off you today in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word today that again has gone your way. So Lord, I just pray that you will have your say right now in every life. And Lord, as a coming into agreement with you now, Lord, we bow our heads before you. Lord, we pray that every wrong yoke now that we have taken on, we repent of that, and we ask that it will be broken off us and destroyed because of the anointing. And Lord, we now put on your yoke, the yoke that Jesus, you say, your calling, your yoke is easy, and your burden that is light, light to bear and light to our lives. Jesus, continue to be the light of our lives, we pray, as we come away with you. In Jesus' mighty name. We love you, Lord. Amen. God bless you. See you tomorrow.